Historical Society, beginning an interview with Lucille Haig today on February 27th, 1996, and the interview today is taking place in her home in Beaverton. First of all, I wonder if you could tell me where you were born and what your parents did.
Well, I was born right here in Portland, well, out in St. John's. My father was a doctor, and my mother owned several little restaurants down in the valley, down in Lane County. And she was always very active in many things. She belonged to Eastern Star and Rebecca's, several things like that. And that's about my family.
Uh-huh.
I have one brother, had one brother. He passed away several years ago. And Oscar and I were married in 64.
Mm-hmm. Now, you told me that you've apparently traveled around here and there in the Northwest. You worked for a while as a travel agent in Tacoma?
I worked as a travel agent in Tacoma, and then I came down to Corvallis for the travel agency in Corvallis, and that's when I met Oscar.
What can you tell me about how you met him?
Well, now that's a long story. I was staying at the hotel because my apartment wasn't ready that I had rented, and Oscar was living at the hotel, and we just happened to me one time, and I came in from my cousin's at Junction City. I came in and went into the dining room, and he was in there eating, and we got to talking, and that was just the way we got acquainted. And we became very good friends, and we enjoyed lots of things, the same thing, and liked to do a lot of the same thing, and we had a lot of fun together.
But at that time, Oscar, why was Oscar in Corvallis?
Oscar was dairy marketing specialist for the university at that time.
Oh, for the University of Oregon.
Uh-huh, in agriculture. And he had graduated from there. And when he had cancer, he couldn't go back to work on the dairy farm. So he sold out to his brother, Henry. And he went into Extension because he had graduated from there and they needed someone, and so they put Oscar in as dairy marketing specialist.
I see. So he and Henry worked the dairy farm together?
Yes. After his father passed away, the three of them had the dairy, the father and Henry and Oscar. And then when Oscar got cancer, and he was in the hospital for almost a year before he could get back to doing anything, and he sold out to Henry, the dairy to Henry, and then Henry ran the dairy for several years.
What kind of cancer did Oscar have?
Colon, prostate.
But he recovered from that.
Oh, yes.
Sufficiently, at least. To go back to work for Oregon State.
He was on, then he was with, he traveled for the dairy industry. He was all over the state, and he went back east a couple times, and then he was with the FFA boys, that he traveled with them, and took them back to two or three of the big meetings that the boys are always invited to. And so he was active in many things and around the school and all.
And now you both lived in the same hotel in Corvallis?
And that's how we got acquainted.
What kinds of things would you talk about in those early days?
Well, I was with the travel agency, so I was always talking travel, it seemed like. And we'd go down to my cousin's in Junction City in Corvallis and or Junction City and visit with them. And Oscar was a person that really liked people, and he liked to be around people.
Uh-huh. Did you do much traveling yourself in your job?
Well, I was, with my job, I traveled. I've traveled all of Oregon, Washington, and Northern California with Freitex Fashions. Muggins, get down. Push her down. Muggins, get down. And I was the manager for this date, and all I did was train and hire.
The manager for what now?
Freitex Home Fashions.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed the work because all I did was try to hire and train people, uh-huh, and hold sales meetings.
Uh-huh. Now, this was before your work in the travel industry? Or?
Oh, yeah. Before I was in travel agency.
Right. When you started working the travel agency, did you ever get to take any trips yourself?
Well, no, I didn't take many because I had two daughters and I had to be responsible for them, and I couldn't be gone that long at the time, and I wasn't making enough to be able to do like they could then. Nowadays, it seems like they make so much more than what we did then.
Oh, yeah. So.
And I couldn't afford
it. A little
it.
Tough to make it, make uh-huh. To put together enough money to go anywhere, huh?
Uh-huh.
Now, so it was when you and Oscar got together, it was his second marriage, right?
Yes.
And it was also yours, mm-hmm, then? Mm-hmm. What was your first husband's name?
Ernest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Oscar's wife died, is that right?
Yes, she passed away in 1963, I believe it was, because we were married in 64 and I made him wait a year before we got married.
And what became of Ernest?
Well, he passed away too. He uh-huh. went back to California and he got to drinking a lot, and I divorced him, and well, he turned on the girls a little bit, and I wouldn't stand for it, so I kicked him out and got a divorce and went my own way for several years.
Uh-huh. And until you met up with Oscar, uh-huh, huh?
Yeah, until I met up with Oscar.
Right.
He was my downfall.
Well, did the two of you stay on in Corvallis then? After
no,
that?
We had the ranch up here. We see Oscar the last couple of years before he, or about 3 years before he retired, he had started a tree farm up on Shehala Mountain, and he had 126 acres up there, and we had a house on it, so we moved up there. I came up there first before he retired,
uh-huh,
and I stayed because I got the job in Hillsboro with Hancock Travel Agency.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, I started them there because I had the experience and could get the license and all, and so I got them started, I came on up the ranch about 2 or 3 months before Oscar did.
Uh-huh.
And I stayed up here and went back and forth on weekends,
uh-huh,
to Corvallis because we had an apartment down there because my youngest daughter was going to school and she had to have a place to stay. So she and Oscar stayed in the apartment, uh-huh, that we had. And so that... Gave her a place to stay and Oscar a place to stay too.
Mm-hmm. And so then you moved
I moved up the ranch.
And that was because you were both planning to move there soon,
uh-huh,
anyway.
We were. Then we moved there as soon as Oscar retired. We moved to the ranch and we've been there ever since.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This was before, of course, the dedication of Hague Lake, and you said that you had attended that ceremony, yes, when it was dedicated. Can you tell me, before we talk about that though, can you just tell me about what you know about the history of Henry and Oscar's lobbying to get the reservoir built up there? I guess it started back a long time ago.
Oh,
right?
Yes, it did. Gee, I don't know the year it started. I think you'll find it in those, you'll come across the, in those clippings, you'll find it in there.
Okay.
Because it tells in one of my notes when Henry went back to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the year and everything's in there.
Why do you think that that Henry and Oscar decided, I mean, I guess it was Henry first and then Oscar helped him out, huh? But
well, it was both of the boys, because both Henry and Oscar were very conscientious of the things that needed to be done as far as farmers were concerned. And they knew that that would have a lot of, carry a lot of need. They needed the water, mm-hmm, for the farmers, because there's something like, I wish I knew how many acres that covered that they irrigated from that. But it was way, way up in the thousands of acres that dam or that lake irrigates in, mm-hmm, the winter, summertime here. So it's been very useful for the valley. Plus, there's water that it serves for Beaverton and Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm. And I guess back in the old days, the river would get pretty low in the summertime.
You could walk across it, just step right across it.
Yeah. Do you remember the river yourself from
those
days? No,
I don't remember that, because I wasn't out here at that time. But it was low in the summertime when I first came in here, out here, but it was never clear down like they talk about how, uh-huh, it was. Because Oscar has said many times how they'd be down the river and the boys would step across it. In fact, he's got one picture someplace, but I couldn't find it. Might be something in there about it where they're straddling the river.
Right. I've seen this, mm-hmm, picture, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine, back in those days, too, was before they really tried to clean,
oh, yeah,
the river up.
Well, and they didn't have any, they just didn't think anything about irrigation and all like they do now. They weren't conscious of all of that.
Uh-huh. Well, in fact, one thing I was going to ask you is why do you think it is that both Oscar and Henry had this vision of you know, what farmers needed, and why did they step out and try to do something about it? I mean, most people just don't do that. They don't put themselves forward like that.
That was Oscar and Henry's makeup. They were always thinking about the other person and what they should have. And they used to always think about those things so much. And Oscar was very conscientious of it. And Henry was too. They were an Oscar, what do they call it, for the legislature, when you go down and
testify
and all in the legislature. Mm-hmm. And he did that awful lot of that.
Uh-huh.
And Henry didn't so much of that, but Henry stayed at home and worked on the farm and worked here and for Washington County, and Oscar was the mixer.
Uh-huh.
Went around all the time.
He was more of the, mm-hmm, well, you said he liked to talk to people.
Yeah, oh, he loved people.
Uh-huh.
He was a people person.
Mm-hmm. And was that one of the things that attracted you to him?
Or? Well, I suppose it was, because I was always around a lot of people, and probably was part of the partial partially what attracted me to him. We talked right away. We seemed to find things to talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you first moved up here then in 65 or
64,
uh-huh. Yeah. Of course, Hague Lake wasn't yet built,
no.
Right? It must have been.
They were working on it because when they had the dedication, wasn't it 68 or 69 or 70, right along in there someplace. And it might say out there on the picture, I'm not sure. But I can't remember when it was.
That's okay, we can get the date.
Yeah, because it's in a lot of things around here.
Right. But I'll get the date from there. But so you say that Oscar was sort of the more outgoing of the two of them?
Yes, he really was, although Henry was very likable and had lots of friends, and everybody liked Henry. But Oscar was the one that was the go-getter and always doing things.
Uh-huh.
And Henry didn't like lodge work and the Grange and everything like that. Henry didn't like that. Oscar did.
Uh-huh.
And Oscar was master of the Muggins, get down. Muggins, get down. Come here. Come over here.
I had a cat that looked a lot like Muggins here.
Well, she thinks she's the kingpin around here. She and Oscar were very good pals. They just were together all the time when he was home.
Uh-huh. But now the Hague Lake was named for
Henry.
Uh-huh. And why do you think that he got his name on it?
Well, because he made all the trips back to Washington and got the... and talked to the president, Roosevelt, about getting, to get the appropriation for the building of the dam and all.
Uh-huh.
And Henry was back and did all the lobbying for that in Washington, D.C. And so that's why they named it Henry Hague Lake.
Uh-huh. What else can you say about Henry? You said he had lots of friends too.
Oh yes, both the boys were very popular with people.
And were they fairly close as brothers too?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, they were very close. And Henry's wife was, and I don't know about him or she and Bernice, Oscar's first wife. How they were or anything, because I didn't know her.
Mm-hmm. But you did know the farm.
Oh yeah, I was at the farm many times.
And was Henry was still operating it then?
He had sold off all the cows and all by the time Oscar and I were married. Just the year before we were married, he sold them all off. And they were just living there on the farm.
Oh yeah.
And they had a big farm sale when they got rid of all the cows and everything.
Uh-huh.
I was there for that.
Henry figured it just wasn't worth farming anymore at that point, or?
No, Henry was getting old and he wasn't too well, and I think he just felt that he had to give it up.
Uh-huh.
So I think that was all. I think that was the reason he quit.
Mm-hmm. Now, and then after you moved up here with Oscar, since the dam wasn't still quite dedicated yet, was there still work or organizing that Oscar did around the dam, or did
well? He was
meetings?
On the board. He was on the board out there, and then he was Henry was the first president of the board, and then Oscar was the next one.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't remember. I think Delane Fry was the next one. Another dairy farmer that. Lived out in Washington County.
Mm-hmm.
But so Oscar was on the board for quite a number of years.
Mm-hmm. Did things, what were you going to say?
Palmer Torvin was the manager of the manager that they had that worked down there for many years on the dam. He's now got
Alzheimer's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to him, but his wife told me that he really wasn't capable of doing it anymore.
He can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, lay down.
In the end, was the final plan for the dam what Henry and Oscar had wanted, or were they satisfied with it?
As far as I know, I never heard either one of them say anything about it being, they would rather have it any other way than what it was.
Uh-huh.
Because they seemed to be very pleased with the amount of irrigation and everything that they were getting.
Mm-hmm. Now, you did a little bit of work helping out when you'd have, meetings or get-togethers, right, for the organizations out here, the farmers groups?
Oh, yes, we used to have, I organized their dairy wives out here.
Oh, yeah.
And because I was working at the Dairy Commission at that time, and I was the coordinator for the Dairy Princess program.
Right, we just saw that photo a minute ago.
And I organized dairy wives, and of course we met at different dairy homes. And then of course I had them always at our place. Our house was always seemed like a place that everybody came, and everybody was always, there was picnics in the summertime.
Oh yeah.
Because we had such a big yard and all.
And so you'd...
And we had lots of barbecues and all.
Uh-huh. And probably homemade ice cream too, I suspect.
Well, yeah, we had all, but not that as much as we did steak fries and things like that. It seemed like they were really always hungry for steak.
Uh-huh.
We had a big grill. We could put 100 steaks on it at a time. We had 100 people up there a lot of times.
And these would be mostly other farmers, dairy farmers?
Uh-huh, dairy farmers, and Eastern Star, and Masonic Orders.
Mm-hmm.
We always had a lot of them around.
Uh-huh.
Because Oscar and I were both worthy matron, worthy patron of two chapters here in Oregon, or in Washington County.
Uh-huh.
In Hills, or in... Beaverton and Sherwood.
Two chapters of, mm-hmm. of the
Eastern Star.
Eastern Star, uh-huh. And what sort of organization was that out here then?
Well,
what kinds of activities?
Well,
did they...
the Eastern Star is the women's organization from the Masonic Order.
Okay. I see.
And we always have a patron who is a brother for the women.
Uh-huh.
And we have that because we have both worthy matron and worthy patron. And we have a lot of activities. We do lots on philanthropic things, and we give to cancer research and all kinds of things like that, heart,
mm-hmm.
fun.
I imagine that Some of your visitors might have been, I don't know, maybe did, I was, guess what I'm going to ask is that, did Oscar and Henry, they must have had to rub shoulders with a few politicians in
terms of
getting things done. Did you help politicians were part of your state things?
Oh yeah, they were there. In fact, every July, the last Saturday in July, there was about 125 men that, I haven't got the picture here now because it fell and broke the glass that was in it, that the men always had their steak fry, they called it, on the last Saturday in July of every year. And come hell or high water, they'd have it up at our place. Oscar started that over 45 years ago, this group. And there was the governor, Atiyah, was always there, and I can't think of all of them that were there.
Probably.
McCall was there.
Probably your congressman too, Les O'Coin, maybe.
Yeah, Les O'Coin was there, and what was the other? Wyatt.
Oh, Wendell Wyatt.
Wendell Wyatt. Yeah.
Before O'Coin.
And the one that got in trouble and just now left the. We just put somebody in.
Oh, you mean Packwood?
Packwood. He was there. So all those fellows, must have been about 60 out of that bunch that was all. The sheriff and all those were there.
Local folks as well. Now we'll find out the date later. But can you tell me a little bit about the actual day of dedication of Hague Lake?
Well, it was they built up a scaffolding of seats. And there must have been, 150, 200 people out there for the dedication. And there were many of them that talked. There were several. I was trying to think who one of the bigwigs was there. Who was it? Was it Wyatt? Because Wyatt was one of the instigators of naming it Henry Hague Lake. I think he was the one that proposed it. But I can't remember. I haven't thought about these things for so long. That
well, we're exercising your brain cells here.
We sure are. But
I suppose there were a number of speeches.
Oh, yes, there were lots of speeches. And Oscar was one of them, of course. He was the MC for the whole thing.
Now, was Henry still living at this time?
No, Henry passed away the summer before that. We were in Arizona when he passed away. And they called us and said that he was gone. And we came right home. And it was next in the summer when they dedicated the lake out there. That has really been a wonderful thing for this area.
Yeah, there seems to be, everybody agrees on that. It's really really helped a lot in terms of controlling the flooding on the 12th and then providing
and the
water.
The recreational area that it provided for the young people out there.
Yes, that's right too.
That's the thing I think of.
Now, the farm, of course, wasn't on the Tualatin, but...
Well, it's kind of close to it, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's Farmington.
Uh-huh.
You know, it runs right down there almost by the farm.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so the farm was on the south side of TV Highway then. Yeah, okay, that would make it pretty close to it.
Yeah, it was very close. In fact, I think that Oscar said that some of those fields down in there would be flooded if the river got up too high in the winter.
Uh-huh. Probably were flooded this winter then.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
I have a friend that's down there that the river runs quite almost back of her house, and she had 3 feet of water in her basement.
Oh, boy.
Gosh.
That wouldn't be much fun.
No.
Did you and Oscar ever go on the river or use the river at all for...
Well, air? Oscar didn't like water. He was afraid of it. He wouldn't... You couldn't get him on the river. He didn't like fishing or anything like that. He didn't care for it.
Uh-huh.
He said he didn't need any of that.
So, let's see. I'll take this moment to turn the tape over. So Oscar was the master of ceremonies then at the dedication.
Yeah. And he was always being called on for a master of ceremonies for anything that was going on that was like someone's retiring or something that they needed an MC for. Oscar was always being asked to be. Because he always had cute stories that he could tell.
Uh-huh. Good storyteller, though.
He was a good storyteller. Yeah, he was, wasn't he? Yeah.
And what are your own memories of the river itself? I guess back in those days, in the 60s, it was still pretty polluted at certain times
yes.
of the year anyway.
Yeah, it would just get green there at Shoals, where we'd always cross it to come into town, and or coming down to Farmington or to Aloha, where his daughter lived. We always crossed it, and it would be just green and almost smelly.
Uh-huh.
It was terrible.
Yeah, fortunately it's been cleaned up a little bit
since
then.
Oh yes, because they've cleaned it out. Now they've let the debris goes down, like the trees that fall and everything seems to go down it now.
Right. And also I think the Hague Lake Reservoir helps out too.
Oh yeah.
Because there's more water in the summertime that comes
right.
down.
That's right. And they clean it out. They don't let it get stagnant like it did.
Mm-hmm. Now also, just a few years after you came up here, there was at one point a building moratorium here in Washington County. They wouldn't issue new building permits because of the water quality. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. And they ask everybody, even if you're on wells, we had to be careful of the water we used and all.
Oh, yeah. And that's what your situation was?
Oh, yeah, we were on a well. We had wonderful water. Ooh, I get so hot, thirsty for some of that water.
I'll bet you do. Yeah, the stuff we get out of our faucets now tastes like chlorine and other things.
Well, that up there was just so perfect. It was just, it wasn't hard and it wasn't real soft. It was just wonderful water.
Uh-huh.
And it had a good flavor to it, too.
Uh-huh. Well, it's too bad you don't still have that well water.
I'd give anything to be living back up there. I couldn't take care of the yard and everything there is to take care of.
Yeah. So it was a beautiful place, was it?
Uh-huh.
It was up on Chehalem Mountain, you said. Yeah. So you must have had a nice view from there.
Oh, yes. We looked all over the valley. At night, we could see Beaverton and Hillsboro and... what's the other little town just past Hillsboro?
Forest Grove? Or
well, we see Forest Grove Lights and the other little town there.
Cornelius.
We could see them all.
Right.
And then the reflection of the lights from Portland. out of our living room window.
Probably a pretty good view of Mount Hood, too. Huh?
Yeah. Well, Mount Hood, the trees were kind of in the way.
Oh, yeah.
For Mount Hood, because it was down a little lower. But we set up where we could see everything.
Now, when they did have that building moratorium and they asked you all to save water, even if you were on the well, I guess ultimately what happened there was that they forced all the small sewer companies out of business, mm-hmm. and made the one big one,
yeah.
Now, the USA. Uh-huh. Was Oscar or Henry involved in any of that?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't remember him talking about that or saying anything about it.
I assume that probably your place up on the mountain there was on a septic tank.
Yeah, we were on a septic tank. Mm-hmm. We had a huge one out in the back. We had a 10-acre plot of land back of the house that we would put stock on it. We'd run a few head of cows on there, and for beef that mm-hmm. we'd put out there on that. And then we plowed up part of it and put in trees. We had trees all over the place.
One thing I forgot to ask you earlier, when you said you were born in Portland. What year was that?
1914.
1914.
Yeah.
What part of, do you have any memories of Portland back from those
days?
Oh,
yes. I can remember going to town. We lived in St. John's, and I was born in my grandparents' house there. And I can remember I was about 3 years old, and my mother would take me to town. And I remember, I don't suppose you know or even knew anything about when they had the big explosion underground explosion in Portland, when the gas blew up and the manholes went up.
Yeah, no, I don't know much about that.
Well,
I
was about 1917 probably, because I was just a little tot. But I remember it because Mother and I were on the streetcar coming in from Portland. And we remember them bringing one of the men out that had been burned badly.
Oh.
And the flesh was just hanging. I can still see that.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I imagine it worse than it really was.
Things like that can really stick with you, though.
I can remember that. Mother was so shook up about it, and I was crying and just feeling terrible. And I'd just been down to J.K. Gill's, and Mother had bought me a big teddy bear. He was just almost bigger than I could carry. And we were on the streetcar with that teddy bear. And I was afraid somebody was going to take it from me, because they were just so excited and so much going on around us, you know. But nowadays they don't, nowadays a person, if we'd been like that, they wouldn't have let a person with a child on the streetcar like they did then.
Yeah. Your parents, did they move away from Portland? Is that what brought you away from Portland?
Yes. My father opened an office in Coos Bay while he was in school when we were living down here with these folks. And not only Coos Bay, but for... We were living out in Cherry Grove, too, when he was in school.
Now you mentioned, before I ask you that, let me just, do you know anything about Oscar's and Henry's parents? Were they dairy farmers too out here in the valley?
His father was dairy farmer, and he came over in, I don't remember the year, it's in there, his death and all, the clipping of that, when he's birth and everything is in there. And it mentions something, I'm sure, about the farm and all.
Uh-huh.
It was what the obituary was in the paper.
Did you know Oscar's parents at all?
No, I never knew them at all.
Mm-hmm.
I knew his sister.
Was that farm out there at 209th, was that the family farm then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They built that.
Uh-huh. His father, right.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew Oscar's sister, you said?
Yes, his sister and brother. And he had another brother, but I didn't know him because he passed away before we were married.
Uh-huh. What was the sister's name?
Edith.
Edith. Mm-hmm. And what was she like?
Oh, she was a darling person. She was a very small person like Oscar. And she was just vivacious and a lot of fun to be around. And she was always happy.
Mm-hmm. And did she live in the area too?
Well, she lived in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Out on Madison.
Mm-hmm. And what did she do? Was she?
She was a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband was in. What was it? Art was in. Some kind of lumber, something in lumber, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, being a housewife can be a full-time job.
Yeah, that's
in
right.
Itself.
She had two or three sons, and they. She was busy all the time with them.
And she's passed away now,
yes,
too?
Yes, uh-huh. In fact, the family's all gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar has a daughter that lives out in Aloha. That lives on, it was the first house that Oscar and Bernice built that's on the farm out there.
Uh-huh. And that's where she still lives?
Mm-hmm. She lives in the house.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that what I should do now is I should take this folder that you've given me and take a look at it. And if I have any other questions, then maybe I'll come back and talk to you
that.
At a future point.
Just take it and just go through it. And then when you finish, I'd like it back, though.
Oh, sure.
Because I think that there's probably things that his grandchildren would like.
Sure.
That are in there, you know.
I'll be very careful with it, make sure I don't lose anything.
Yeah.
And we'll get it back to you in a couple of weeks or something.
That'll be great then. Uh-huh. Well, there's no big hurry about it.
Okay. Well, good. It's been a pleasure meeting
you. Well, it's been a pleasure visiting with you, too. I hope I can help you some.
Yes, well, you have already.
Well, I hope so.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.